The Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
Well, do you want to
just start with the Cardinals just hitting a home run? As soon as they go on the air, the Cardinals hit a home run to tie the game 3-3.
You're all worked up over there.
Yes.
So let's talk about the situation with the Royals first, and then we'll get into the Brewers and the Tigers and how the Tigers affected the Brewers yesterday and what's going on in the division, blah, blah, blah. Brew crew. And then we'll go pack. Because there's all kinds of Packers.
The situation with the Royals, what about? Because they scored a run?
They scored a...
six runs.
Single saving great. I thought it was one home run.
No, they won 6-2.
Oh, really? I heard Whit Merrifield saved the Royals from potentially making MLB history. You're right. They did... Okay, I see that now. So, for those that didn't realize, the Major League scoreless record is 48 innings, held by the 1968 Cubs and the 1906 Philadelphia Athletics. And Kansas City had been shut out four straight games. First time in the American League since the adoption of the designated hitter. No team has been shut out five straight games since at least 1913. But they did win 6-2.
They did win, so it's over.
That's pretty incredible considering, weren't they just in the World Series? No. Same.
Yeah.
What the heck's going on there? Hitting issues, huh?
All right, so when you don't score any runs, yeah, there's some hitting issues.
I think that's an understatement, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about your boys, the Brew Crew.
Got crushed last night. Crushed.
Tell us what happened.
10-2. There's not much to tell. Garza pitched crappy again. And, I mean, 10-2, what do you talk about? How bad they got crushed. I mean, there's not much to talk about.
Well, who did they play?
They played the Cardinals, which wasn't good. Garza went 3 1/3, gave up 6 runs, only 3 earned, but he gave up 5 walks. And 3 1/3. 5 walks.
Yeah, it's not good.
You know, the Brewers' pretty stellar defense this year was not too good yesterday. 3 errors. Thames hit a home run. Big deal.
And now they're playing
Carpenter hit a home run for the Cardinals, and he has said that every home run he hits the rest of the year will go $30,000 will go to Houston.
That's cool.
And so we hit one last night.
That's cool. So what about today?
They're playing a day game right now. It's 3-3 in the bottom of the fifth, and they have a runner on second with 2 outs. Gave up a 2-run shot in the first inning to Fame, and we have Chase Anderson pitching. So 3-3 in the fifth.
And what's the situation right now? Actually, you know what? Let's wait.
The standings.
Just tell us that in a second. Let's talk about the Tigers first because they affected the Brewers last night as well by
losing. Yeah, so the Brewers lost the game on. The Brewers lost a game to the Cubs last night because the Cubs won. The Brewers lost a game to the Diamondbacks because the Diamondbacks won. And they lost a game to the Rockies because the Tigers are terrible.
It's all the Tigers' fault. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much. Well, last night it was.
7-3 they lose to the Rockies. Fulmer didn't look
terrible.
No. Saupold's the one that gave up the big 3-run shot for Arenado.
Well, but, I mean, you know, Fulmer did give up 5 runs in 6 1/3, though, so.
No. That's not. That can't be right.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. He was out of the game.
Yeah.
He was credited with those runs. That's true. Yep.
Well, their bats are so cold right now, too.
Well, they have no will. They really don't.
Yeah.
The only time they want to win a game is when Cabrera gets in a fight.
Yeah.
Seems like. Anyway. By the way, he did not play due to back tightness. And it looks like Victor Martinez has an irregular heartbeat. They're very worried. I think he's done. I think everybody realizes he's retiring. Scheduled to see a team doctor today. Justin Verlander up next.
Pitching right now, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know they were in a day game today. I thought that was tonight.
Top of the second. Runners are in first and second for the Tigers at 0-0 right now. Top of the second.
Okay, that's it. Let's take a break. We'll come back, talk a little Packers news, maybe fight some more about Matthew Stafford.
Oh, yes, we can.
It's a Big Boy Sports Recap. We'll be right back.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is satisfying big hunger with a breakfast buffet every day from 6 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon. The spread is huge, fresh, and will fill the largest appetites. For dinner time, the big nights at Big Boy are the Thursday night chicken buffet, the Friday seafood buffet, and the Saturday and Sunday homestyle buffet. The dinner buffets run from 3 until 8. The all-you-can-eat dinner buffet also includes soup, salad, and fruit bar, and on Mondays through Wednesdays, you can also enjoy the taco bar. So bring your appetite to the Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette for their fabulous buffets.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
They're not very happy out there today.
No. The rained out Bay Cliff outing was
second year
today.
In a row.
They rained out earlier this year, and now
the second time in a row.
Is it rained out?
Yeah.
It's rained out.
They canceled it.
That is just terrible luck.
I'm looking at the forecast. It doesn't look. I mean, we got a shot to get in tonight.
It was supposed to stop raining at one. What happened?
Yeah, we'll see. But you can get a discounted membership and apply half of that to next year's dues. Give them the number, Steve.
225-0721.
Give them a call.
That Adam and Steve sent you.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about your Packers. Huge acquisition.
I wouldn't say it's huge.
Pack!
But they have signed linebacker Ahmad Brooks. Because they lost Julius Peppers. They lost Dante Jones. A couple of young guys have gotten hurt. Vince Beagle had a foot injury. And the productivity of the other two guys is not very good right now. So, Ahmad Brooks, cut by the 49ers, he's going into his 11th year. Third on the list for most sacks in franchise history for the 49ers with 51.5. He was in the Pro Bowl in 2013. So,
well, you are putting
recently.
Me to sleep. I'm going to sleep right now.
Good. Those people in Detroit went to sleep when they signed Matthew Stafford
that
money.
Not at all. Kidding me? That's a ridiculous statement. In fact, I'm going to give you an opportunity right now to rescind your comments yesterday.
Rescind what comments? That Matthew Stafford shouldn't be the highest paid player in the NFL. Even you, as a diehard stupid Lions fan, know.
Oh, stupid. He threw stupid in there. You just called me stupid.
I'm not calling all Lion fans stupid. I'm calling you a stupid Lion fan.
All right, buddy. Look, if you even think this is a big deal that he's the highest paid quarterback in the... Let me ask you this. Who was the highest paid player in the NFL before Matthew Stafford?
Somebody else that's stupid? I don't know.
Derek Carr.
Yeah, that's right. So he just set a bar for quarterbacks.
It's not that he didn't set it. This is what
the market is paying. Okay.
He would have gotten the money anywhere else. Because I guarantee you there's a lot of teams that would have jumped right on Matthew Stafford's bandwagon. So.
I will say one thing about Matthew Stafford. They wouldn't have won as many games if he wasn't there.
There's no doubt.
I wouldn't say there's no doubt.
Oh, no,
what if
no
Rudock
doubt.
Is better?
He's not.
What if
I doubt. I highly doubt.
Is?
It's possible, yes, but you don't know that.
I don't know that because he's
Matthew Stafford's much more of a proven commodity.
Yes, I agree.
So I just think this argument is dumb. I think people getting worked up on either side of this is dumb. I think what the market would pay, he is. And if you don't believe, look at the statistics. He's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Statistically speaking.
So he's a top 10 quarterback. Why is he the highest paid player in the NFL?
Because it was his turn in the rotation
it's
yet
his
again.
Turn.
And
you
guess
are correct.
What?
And probably by a month from now, he'll be the third highest or the fourth
okay,
highest.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So why
he's the highest paid player? Oh, my God. This is a travesty. It's a travesty.
Oh, the vitriol is ridiculous. God. You done yet?
Are you? Wow.
I got nothing else.
Joe Hayden, free agent quarterback from the Cleveland Browns, who was very good if he would stay healthy, was released by the Browns because he was set to make $11 million. Refused to take a pay cut, so they released him. Said that the Cowboys are looking at him.
Now, there's going to be a lot of teams looking at him.
Yeah.
He probably will get $11 million, too. Maybe $9 million.
Yeah, probably. I would think so, too. And Darrell Revis is still not signed. Is that right? I mean, he's old, but...
I know he's old.
I didn't realize he wasn't signed yet.
He's probably holding out for money. believes he's worth more than he is.
He's 32 years old, and Hayden is 28.
Isn't that amazing? That's old for a defensive back.
Well, it is pretty old for a corner. You got to be able to keep up with these young receivers. Yeah. It's pretty tough.
All right, Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
Okay, I'll fight with you tomorrow.
Fight with me tomorrow.
Probably.
Okay. Tigers are up 1-0.
Woo! Go Tigers. The Outdoor Show.